So today, this morning, last night, through the day, we had thousands, maybe 12, 15,000 people here in this church, in our pavilion, our new pavilion, and in our gymnasium, just coming to visit to celebrate this wonderful day of Easter. And the focus of this day is, of course, the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so I know that all of you are all brunched out. You've all had a great brunch someplace at Shutters or some one of these great hotels or someplace today. And so this is kind of a last part of your Easter celebration. I understand that, so I'm not going to be too long tonight. But just two things I'd like to share with you. One, that this day is a reminder to us of what our wonderful new Pope, by a year, Pope Francis, has said a local community, a local church is supposed to be. He said it's like a battlefield when we're in battle, in war. And we have hospitals that are designated in certain sections of that area where battles are taking place. And he said a church should be just like that. It should be a place where people can come, not have a lot of questions asked, not checking, first of all, your insurance policy or what your physician's name is, just taking care of the wounds. So it's a place where people can come and find here some solace, some recovery, some healing. All of us are wounded people, my brothers and sisters. We all have those wounds in our life from our family, our friends, our relationships, all the craziness around us. And so in a special way today, we welcome all of you to this community of faith of St. Monica's. Many of you here come once or twice a year. Maybe you come more frequently. But today is a special day, a day when we invite you into this hospital, into this room. And we do our best to try to take that person of the risen Lord and let that person enter into whatever it is in your life that needs some grace, some healing, and some light. So welcome to all of you on this wonderful Easter Sunday celebration. And I hope that in some tiny way, as the year goes along, as things move along in life, we can continue to be that care and that support to you. The gospel today is a very simple message. The gospel today says that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ came as Savior. He came to forgive us. He came to bring us new life. He came to literally win for us the gift of salvation. We're all looking for that. Whether it's in 20 years or 2 years or whenever that is, we want to make sure that we are in that place where we know that Christ and he is central to our life and especially to our death. And so what we have here is the picture of Peter, who is the authority now of the church. He's been given that precious gift of being in charge of the church through Christ, who is now dead and risen. And Mary of Magdala is the first person who is to recognize that this Christ is risen. So she rushes back to the place where they're all huddled and she says to Peter, he's not there. He's gone. He's risen. And so Peter comes with the beloved disciple, the one that Jesus loves, and they come to the place of his burial. The beloved, of course, getting there before Peter gets there. He's faster, probably younger. And it says to me, at least, that that's the great struggle of the human heart. We have Peter who represents in John's gospel the authority, the law. But then we have the beloved disciple, the one who is loved, the one who is the person who Jesus favored and blessed. That person arrives first to the tomb. That's what the scriptures say. And so I would hope that for all of us, that's at the heart of what we celebrate on this day. That the law of our lives is a very important part of our life. But love is always more important. The great struggle in the human heart of law and love. What is always primary in our life? What matters most? It's our love. It's the love that we have for each other. It's the love that we have for those who have less. It's the love that we share with people who are sometimes strangers to us, but somehow we reach out to them in some care and support. That's what matters. So Peter is important, but the beloved disciple arrives first, and then Peter goes in, and then the disciple who came first follows. Peter sees the cloths, but it's the beloved who says, "I have seen. And I believe." So my brothers and sisters, that's my hope today for all of us. That somehow we would recognize in our life a need for a hospital. A need from time to time to come where we have our wounds and our cares and our struggles cared for. No questions asked. Just that we care for you. And that you would place in your life, today especially, the primacy, not of the law, but of love. And that your life would reflect ultimately and finally in all of the actions of your day and your week and your life, that primacy of God's incredible love and forgiveness for you. So today, my brothers and sisters, don't let anything stop you. You're forgiven by our God. He's risen. He's alive, and it's that love that we hold and possess today. And so Helena is going to sing a little song for us now that I hope in a little clearer, better way expresses this incredible day we call Easter Sunday.